Much more oil has been flowing into the Gulf today from that blown-out well. That's because BP removed its main oil-collecting cap from the top of the well as a safety precaution. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says BP suspects a remote-control submarine accidentally bumped into the cap and triggered a potentially dangerous situation. For more, we're joined now by NPR's Richard Harris. And Richard, first of all, what do we know about what happened today?
Well, Robert, apparently this morning one of these remotely operated subs bumped into the cap that's been collecting oil from the blowout preventer, the broken blowout preventer. And apparently, according to what people can figure out, it accidentally closed one of the vents that lets oil pour into the sea. And as a result, once the cap was closed, oil and gas seems to have gone up a line that is supposed to be carrying warm water down to the cap to prevent ice from forming there. When the oil and gas went up the pipe, it apparently went through a valve on the ship on the surface, and they got alarmed because they can't really handle oil and gas coming out that water pipe. So they moved the ship off the blow-up preventer, and that ended up taking the cap off the spewing well. And just a little while ago, they finally wrestled it back into place. So at least it's back on top of the spewing well right now.
But a lot of oil, I assume, was spilling into the Gulf during that time.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it still is, because it will take hours, if not days, to get the cap working again. The cap had been collecting 15 or 16,000 barrels of oil a day, and the total amount coming out of the well is 35,000 to 60,000 barrels a day, according to the latest federal estimate. BP is still collecting some oil, though, because they have a pipe that's running out the side of the blowout preventer, and it's collecting something like 10,000 barrels a day, and that's going up to a different ship, and it's being burned off there.
Richard, what's happening to all the oil that's been billowing into the sea?
Well, they've been treating it with dispersant, and that's been breaking it up and keeping some of that oil under the ocean. In fact, today, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a report on four cruises that had been around that area, the research vehicle Brooks McCall, and they found that this sort of broken up oil was indeed under the sea, stretching at about 6 miles from the well that's spewing. The oil, of course, is a little bit toxic to marine life, or can be considerably toxic to marine life. And the other concern is how much oxygen it may be consuming, because the oil feeds bacteria, and the bacteria eat oxygen as well. And the feeling, though, however, from this cruise is that it's, at least right now, not serious oxygen depletion in the neighborhood of the spewing well.
And then there's another concern, Richard. The National Weather Service is keeping a close eye on storm activity in the Gulf now. And we've heard that this is supposed to be a very active hurricane season. What happens if a storm blows into the Gulf?
That's indeed a big concern, because the ship that's now recollecting this oil actually will take 7 days to get off the well, and they never have 7 days advance notice of a hurricane. So, in fact, what will have to happen is if the hurricane starts to come into a Gulf, they'll probably need to move the ship off, and more oil will go into the Gulf. BP does have a plan for dealing with this, which is next week they're hoping to install a second system that will collect more oil, and that will still have to be disconnected in the event of a hurricane, but it won't take 7 days. They could do it in a much shorter period of time. So they're hoping that will be in place before storms roll in.
Now, finally, there are reports of two deaths among people involved in the oil cleanup today. What do you know about that?
Well, we have very little information about them. One was described as a swimming accident. The other was a boat captain who died of a gunshot wound. Now, mental health experts are concerned about suicides among people who are witnessing these disturbing scenes in the Gulf. So no doubt those two incidents will be investigated as possible suicides.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Richard Harris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.